Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about time. We talked yesterday in the message here at Deer Run about God doing things in the right time. In the fullness of time, he set things in place for John to be born of Elizabeth and Zechariah in order to be the forerunner for Jesus, who would be born soon thereafter. And when we consider the history of these characters in Scripture, characters that likely wasn't sure that the time was right. Or perhaps it even thought that the time had passed. You think of Zechariah and Elizabeth who are described as being old. Zechariah would tell the angel that he's old and his wife is well advanced in years. And had no children. And yet God says, now's the time. Earlier would not have been the right time. Later would not be the right time. And so as we walk with God, as we spend time living in faithfulness, we begin to see that God's timetable is not necessarily the same as ours. But it's much better because it's accurate. And so throughout this week, we're going to be talking and praying about different things that the Bible says is time. It's time for. It's time to do. It's time to accept. And we're going to start off this week with, it's time to believe. Jesus comes along, recorded in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. He says, the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. You'll find throughout the gospel writings that Jesus would make it clear that he had come to proclaim the kingdom of God. And as recorded by Mark, as he begins to be noticed by the crowds, by the people, by those listening and paying attention, they were probably curious as to who this guy was and what it was that he was wanting them to do. And he comes along and says, the time is now to repent, to believe. And sometimes we look at that and we kind of like to pull it apart and think it's a multiple choice question. And yet, when Jesus talks about believing, when God's word talks about any one of us believing in Jesus, believing in God, there's always this involvement of our will, of our decision, of our willingness to change and to obey, to repent. And so many times we get caught up in the wording where it might say all who believe will be saved, and we think all I have to do is acknowledge that God exists. I believe. And yet we lose sight of the scripture that says even the demons believe and they tremble. Because their belief hasn't produced repentance, it hasn't produced obedience, it hasn't produced a godly action in their life. It's kind of like a pseudo-belief. It's an acknowledgement without credibility. And so when Jesus comes along and says, now is the time to believe, he includes the word repentance because from his perspective, that's a fruit of belief. That's an indication that, well, we do believe. We reach the end of the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus gives what we call often the Great Commission. Instructions for those who would follow him to make disciples wherever we go. And then he kind of outlines what that looks like. We baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. The disciple isn't one that simply believes. It's one that does what the Master says. It's the one who puts into practice the things that their instructor has taught. And so when we look at the kingdom of God, we look at the kingdom that Jesus proclaimed. He says the time to believe is now. Jesus tells the story of the wise and foolish builders, and the foolish builder is the one that looks into God's word but refuses to do what it says. And he's like one who builds his house on the sand, and when the storms of life come, the house falls with a great crash. But the wise builder is the one who gazes into God's word and not only understands what he says, but he does it. He puts it into practice. He believes it's God's word, and it motivates him to live obediently to the instructions found therein. And he's like one who builds his house on solid rock, on a firm foundation. And when the storms of life come, the house stands. You see, God's desire is that we would realize now is the time to implement a belief that is active. A faith that produces works. A relationship that is more than just words, but it visibly shows a connection. It visibly shows an obedience. It visibly shows a response. Jesus taught that unless we change, unless we repent and become like little children, we will in no way enter the kingdom of God. And so as we go through and enter into this season of Christmas, where the joy and excitement of the birth of Jesus is news that which is spread all around, the question is, what will we do with our time? Will we see this as a time to put our belief into practice? To recognize that believing in the coming of Jesus as a baby means there was a purpose. The purpose was to grow and to live a sinless life, to offer himself as a sacrifice for our sin. To be crucified, buried, to be raised from the dead and ascend into heaven with the promise that he will return for those that he finds faithful, for those whose belief has resulted in a changed life, for those that live in Christ, for those that have chosen to be buried with him so that we can rise with him. You see, the time to believe is now. And we begin with that mental assent that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. And then we take it into our life. We ingest it in such a way that it becomes who we are. And we're transformed. We repent, we obey, we live differently because our belief is real. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need in order to understand our response and the response that you require. And Father, as Jesus appeared on earth and not only was born in that stable, but grew up and began to teach and to minister and to love and to serve, he made it clear that it was time to believe. It was time to live with a belief that resulted in repentance, resulted in a changed life. A belief that flowed out of our willingness to obey everything that Jesus would teach, everything that he would command, everything that he would set the example for. So God, today, as we consider what our life looks like, help us with the assistance of your Spirit to examine accurately what our belief is really producing. May we find those fruits of repentance in our life that show the belief that we have in you is producing good results. And may we continue to live and share with others in such a way that they too believe. And they see by our example, they see by the teaching that we do from your word, that their belief also results in a changed life, in a renewed obedience, in a desire to please and honor you in everything. Father, as we consider what it looks like for Jesus to enter this world in the fullness of time, at just the right time, may we learn to live with that patience that trusts in you. May we spend time in your word and prayer and listening so that our timetable would be conformed to you rather than us trying to fit you into our schedule. Father, today as we live this life of belief, may it change the way we go about our work. May it change the way we act in school. May it change the way we do our family gatherings. May it change the way we live within our neighborhood. May it change the way we are seen on social media. May this time to believe truly result in a transformed person because we've chosen to repent and be different, to grow in being more and more Christ-like every day. Father, as we choose this time to believe, may we consistently lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.